The Great Privatization Swindle. Stop the privatization swindle. Learn how the sale of public assets weakened essential services. Introduction. Australia's privatization swindle promised efficiency, yet it left ordinary Australians paying more for poorer services. Over the past three decades, essential systems, from energy to aged care, have been carved up and sold to corporations. Across decades, Australians have seen the impact of selling public assets. We lost not just ownership, but also trust in government stewardship. The privatisation swindle is not just a policy failure. It is one of the biggest transfers of wealth from public hands to private corporations in modern Australian history. Statistic box. Billions in assets sold, billions in regret. Since the 1990s, governments have privatised over $200 billion in public assets, shrinking accountability and driving inequality. The truth is, every time we sell a public asset, we lose more than infrastructure. We lose control. So, why did we let it happen? The problem: why Australians feel stuck. Root cause: ideology over public purpose. Privatisation is not an economic inevitability. It is a political choice driven by neoliberal ideology and reinforced by both major parties. Governments used myths of budget restraint to justify selling public assets instead of using their dollar sovereignty to invest in citizens. These repeated privatisation failures in Australia stem from the same false premise that markets outperform public systems. At its core, the privatisation swindle relied on fear of deficits, debt, and public spending, while ignoring Australia's dollar sovereignty. Reports by the Australia Institute show privatisation has repeatedly failed to deliver promised competition or efficiency. Instead, it fragmented systems and raised costs for households. Link: why Australia will never run out of money. Consequence for citizens: less access, higher costs. Privatisation pushed essential services out of reach. Power bills surged, toll roads multiplied, and aged care standards declined. The Royal Commission on Aged Care revealed systemic neglect in for-profit models that cut staff for shareholder gain. Ordinary Australians feel trapped. Higher prices, fewer protections, and a sense that government works for corporations, not people. Every time a public service was sold off, the privatisation swindle deepened inequality and reduced our collective control over essential services. Link: Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. The impact: what Australians are experiencing. Everyday effects: energy prices soared after power networks were sold, a visible outcome of the privatisation swindle and decades of privatisation failures in Australia. The ACCC found privatisation-fuelled gold-plated infrastructure that consumers paid for. Toll roads now charge families thousands yearly, funnelling profits offshore. This ongoing privatisation swindle shows how vital infrastructure was turned into a profit machine, leaving the public to pay again and again. In aged care, privatised providers cut corners to maximise profit, leaving residents vulnerable. Aged care and childcare, once public pillars, are now dominated by corporations prioritising dividends over dignity. It is the lived reality of the privatisation swindle, where private profit now outweighs public purpose. Link: ACCC Retail Electricity Pricing Inquiry. Link: how funding cuts weakened ABC and SBS. Who benefits and who loses? The winners are the same corporations that lobbied for the sell-offs. The losers are the public, especially regional Australians, who rely on affordable, accessible services. Governments surrendered steady income streams to private monopolies. Meanwhile, Queensland's revival of the State Electricity Commission acknowledges that the privatisation swindle was a costly mistake. Link: The Guardian, Queensland SEC revival. The solution: what must be done? Australia's monetary sovereignty and reform. With Australia's dollar sovereignty, we can reclaim public ownership without finding the money. As the issuer of its own currency, the federal government can invest in energy, transport, and care sectors to serve people, not shareholders. Modern monetary theory, MMT, explains that real limits are resources, skills, and materials, not finance. Australia can use public money to rebuild what the privatisation swindle destroyed. Link: Australia's dollar sovereignty, our strongest asset. Policy solutions and demands. Renationalise electricity, water, and transport as public monopolies. cap tolls and renegotiate unfair long-term PPP contracts. Restore public oversight through independent, transparent audits. Reinvest profits back into communities and regional development. End for-profit models in aged care and childcare. Ending the privatization swindle means putting people back in charge of their essential services through public ownership and accountability. Reversing privatization in Australia will not be easy, but it is essential if we want public services that truly reflect community needs. We can do better. We must do better. Imagine an Australia where public services serve people, not corporations. Frequently asked questions. Q1. What is the privatization swindle? It is the systematic selling of public assets under the false promise of efficiency, which instead led to poorer services and loss of public control. Q2. Why has privatization failed? Private operators prioritize profits over public purpose, resulting in higher costs and reduced service quality. Q3. Can Australia afford to rebuild public assets? Yes. As a currency issuer, Australia can always fund domestic investment in public infrastructure and care through the responsible use of public money. Q4. How has privatisation affected everyday Australians? It has increased energy costs, toll charges, and aged care neglect while reducing access for low-income and regional communities. Q5. What are the alternatives to privatisation? Renationalisation, strong public management, and community ownership models ensure essential services stay accountable and fair. Final thoughts. The privatization swindle has eroded trust, inflated costs, and undermined fairness across every essential service. But as a nation with dollar sovereignty, we can reclaim our collective power. Public services should serve people, not private shareholders. If we demand transparency, accountability, and compassion, Australia can rebuild stronger, fairer systems, run for the common good. Learning from these privatisation failures gives us the chance to build a stronger, fairer economy for all Australians. What's your experience? Have you seen the effects of privatisation in your community? Do you believe Australia should rebuild public services for the people? Share your thoughts below. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. If you found this article insightful, explore more about political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty on the Social Justice Australia website. Please share your thoughts through our reader feedback form, check out what others are saying on our testimonials page, or scroll down and leave a comment below. Your voice helps shape future content. Spread the word. Change starts with conversations. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks so more Australians can see what's possible. Every share helps build momentum for a fairer society. Keep independent journalism alive. We are 100% reader-supported, no ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work has informed or inspired you, we invite you to consider contributing. Even $5, or whatever you can spare, helps us keep publishing and reaching more Australians. Donate now, one time or monthly. Already donated? Share the love by leaving us a quick review on Google to help others find us.